Now that a federal judge in Texas has struck down a Biden-era Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule that removed medical debt from the credit reports of Americans, consumer advocates and health practitioners are concerned that millions of people will find themselves under increasing financial pressure. Eva Stahl is the Vice President for Public Policy and Program Management at Undo Medical Debt. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with her about the medical debt issue.
So how serious a problem is this in the U.S., medical debt?
Sure. So medical debt is quite pervasive. It's estimated at about $220 billion nationwide, affecting over 100 million people. So no one can really escape the experience of medical debt in some form, whether it's a family, a friend, or a neighbor. It really is universal in affecting all of us.
So this affects people's entire financial outlook, I guess, where sometimes they pretty much go bankrupt, would you say?
It still remains one of the number one reasons for bankruptcy, for sure. But even small amounts of medical debt can really ripple through a family's households, right? In sort of thinking about their analysis of trade-offs between basic needs, being able to access housing, a job. So it definitely ripples through people's lives.
Does it hit certain states harder than others?
So it actually is in as much as it is universal in its experience, it does disproportionately affect some people and some communities more than others. Most notably, there have been research studies that show that there's more medical debt in states that have not expanded the Medicaid program. And that's largely because those people don't have the protective factor of insurance.
What's the relationship here between the medical debt issue and the whole Medicaid issue in general, the funding cuts there?
Sure. So it's kind of a double whammy, right? When you think about the fact that the judge vacated this rule to protect people from medical debt on their credit reports, that's kind of a downstream effect. But really what protects people and prevents medical debt is having comprehensive and affordable insurance. And certainly the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that just recently passed by Congress will have significant cuts to coverage across the country.
If you live in certain states, you could be better off. You could be in a better position.
Perhaps, depending how your state chooses to respond. But certainly states that have expanded their Medicaid program are more at risk because they have to absorb the loss of federal funding.
And what about the racial aspect or the socioeconomic aspect, you might say?
A lot of medical debt really sits in Black households, right? They are disproportionately affected. And that is often correlated to sort of the trajectory around wealth building. I would also say that low and middle income folks, particularly those living under 400% of the federal poverty level, which is about like $125,000 for a family of three, that those households are disproportionately affected as well. And that's largely because if you think about the fact that they don't have an extra $500 or could afford a surprise bill of $500 that they didn't anticipate, it's really about cash flow.
Is this a problem that exists in other countries, other so-called advanced industrial countries?
It's largely a pretty unique American experience, for sure.
Any moves in Congress right now to rectify the situation, or is it too soon?
It's pretty uncertain at the moment. Largely what's coming out of Washington are deep cuts to our healthcare program, whether it's the Medicaid program, whether it's Affordable Care and Care Act plans, or hospitals themselves, right? We're largely seeing cuts in funding, and it really will require states to step up and be creative and innovative to make sure that hospital doors can stay open. So with that in mind, I don't think that there's a lot of activity on the issue of medical debt currently, but certainly there's a lot of activity at the state level. So to date, we've seen about 15 states ban medical debt on credit reports and have told providers, physicians, healthcare providers that they cannot report unpaid medical bills to credit reporting agencies. So this is one of the best protections that patients can have from having medical debt show up on their credit report.
Is this issue, medical debt, likely to come up in the courts at all?
So to date, it's largely shown up in the space of the credit reporting and around the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And to seem the debate largely in the court system seems to sit in that particular space, but I don't foresee it coming up in other spaces.
Can you see people just not seeking medical care because of this issue?
Yeah, it's definitely something we worry a lot about. And we know from our constituents when we abolish their debt and have conversations afterwards that they're quite fearful of medical debt. It ruins people's lives and they want to make sure that they never accrue it again. And largely how they do that is by skipping care, deferring care, or rationing care for them and their families.
Anything else you want to add to what you've said?
No, I would just reiterate that medical debt is not a debt of choice. It's a debt of necessity, and we all need to remember that.
That's Eva Stahl of Undue Medical Debt speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on August 4th, 2025.